Good morning. It's 8:16 a.m. and you're listening to The Morning Interview. I'm Catherine Rose, and joining me in the studio are Lauren Bell, Lindsay Kritzer, and Cecilia Hosley. Lauren is a research biologist at the Science Center, and Lindsay Kritzer and Cecilia Hosley are here for 6 weeks doing an internship with the U.S. Coast Guard Academy. And good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, ladies. How are you this morning?
Great.
Thank you so much for joining me this morning. Now, I understand you're in your final week of your internship, and this internship's been in existence for about 3 years, right, Lauren?
Yeah, that's correct. This is the third year of a pretty neat partnership between the Sitka Sound Science Center, the air station here in Sitka, and the U.S. Coast Guard Academy, which is all the way over in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. And it's a pretty neat partnership. So each summer we have two exemplary cadets who come over and choose to do a six-week science internship. We get to mentor them through their research at the Science Center. They get to stay at Air Station Sitka and get a sense of what it's like to live and work in a community. And they get to explore a new ecosystem and do some research. So it's pretty cool.
And can you tell me, Lindsay and Cecilia, why did you decide to come to Sitka? What attracted you to Sitka?
Well, for me at least, I know I want to fly in the Coast Guard, and I also wanted to see what it was like to do something outside of the Coast Guard. So it was a great experience to be able to see both sides of that.
So. Very similar to Lindsay. I was just really excited to be able to work at the Science Center and live in a community and kind of have an experience where I wasn't focusing on the Coast Guard all the time and all my military obligations, but instead seeing what life is like a little bit outside the Coast Guard, but while still having that kind of military experience in my back pocket at the air station.
And where are you guys from originally before coming here to Sitka?
I'm from Connecticut.
You're from Connecticut?
And I'm from a small town in Kentucky.
So it's quite a big difference, right? How do you like being here in Sitka? How have you enjoyed your last 5 weeks?
Absolutely loved it. It's just so much different from back home, but so much more open and rugged and beautiful and just absolutely incredible.
Yeah. It is. I know I'm from Oklahoma, so it's a big change, and I really, really am blown away every morning when I wake up and see those mountains. Lauren, you said the internship, it's been around for 3 years, and it's a little bit different this year than it was the last 2 years. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, that's correct. So the last 2 years, the Coast Guard cadets who have been here have been doing kelp forest surveys, so mm-hmm. they've actually gone out and have mapped out the giant kelp beds that are around Sitka that most people see and try and avoid with their boats to see if they're changing throughout the summer. We know that they grow more in the summer, like any plants, but how does that extent change, and does it change year to year? So they had a really neat time doing that and figuring out how to do spatial monitoring of something in the water, which is not as easy as mm-hmm. it might sound. This year we decided to do a little something different, and I actually was talking with a partner at the Sitka Tribe, Esther Kennedy, who works in the environmental lab at the Sitka Tribe of Alaska, mm-hmm. and they mentioned that they had a really neat data set of looking at clam biomass out at Stargaven Beach, mm-hmm. that they had done a survey in 2016, but hadn't quite worked up the data yet, and we're looking for time, really, to do that. And also, we're hoping to develop these protocols so that they could repeat surveys in the future and possibly be able to send them out to tribal partners or other organizations who wanted to do monitoring of clam biomass that would be useful for subsistence. So I thought, wow, what a great project to bring these guys in on, that they could really take charge of the project, they could go out and they could learn new techniques, and they could get experience writing a protocol that could be followed by other people. So it was a pretty wonderful partnership, and we're really grateful to be able to work with the Sitka Tribe in that sense. And these guys have just taken it and run with it. Pretty incredible.
So how have you run with it? What's it like day to day, you know, monitoring the biomass of clams?
So day to day, it really depends. We could be out at Stargaven knee deep in mud digging clams, or back at the lab analyzing some of the results, or working on another project at the Science Center, like this buoy that we're trying to get back in the water to monitor water quality, or helping out with the Science Center's Ocean Adventure Camp with the younger kids. There's just so much going on, and we're so busy, and we love it.
Any highlights from your 5 weeks of experience working here?
I think for me, I loved working with the kids at the Ocean Adventure Camp. It was great, like teaching them how to kayak and paddleboard to kids that had never really had that experience before.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I understand that tomorrow evening at the library, you're going to be giving a presentation of your findings. That's at 6 p.m. tomorrow evening at the library. Can you tell me a little bit about what you found this summer in your research?
So what we've been looking at is the biomass, like Lauren said. We mm-hmm. try to repeat what they did last year. But I think the most important thing that we did was we also created this really awesome protocol that can be used for future internships or tribes or for the Sika tribe to redo the same survey and look at the same data and be able to compare it year to year to see if the clam bed is changing or mm-hmm. if there's a difference in the species dynamics, just helping with the subsistence clammers.
We're really excited because for our presentation, we'll be talking a little bit about the Coast Guard Academy as well, mm-hmm. which is something that I don't think a lot of people know about. And so hopefully we can reach out to some high schoolers or just let people know what it's like, what we go through on a day-to-day basis, the opportunities that we've had, like coming here to Sitka, and then also talk about why we've been here, our research, and what we plan on doing with this work in the future.
So you, after this week, will head back to the U.S. Coast Guard Academy for your final year, right? Your senior year, or you'll be first-class cadets. Is that correct?
Yes.
So what's in your future after that?
Well, we put in for our billets, which is just where we get to go for the next 2 years after mm-hmm. the academy. Hopefully, I'll get to fly. I think Cece wants to go on a boat. But after that, it's wide open. We don't get a lot of choices, but it's great.
All right. And anything else we didn't touch on this morning that we need to make sure we talk about, you know? Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I think it should be said and emphasized that that what these guys have done while they've been in Sitka, it's been pretty neat. They really have gotten a sense of this community and also the importance of one aspect of subsistence harvesting that happens in this community, and have really gotten to see, you know, what the community is the importance of that is to folks here, and why it's, you know, another step is important in really monitoring what is happening with change in those beaches. So what they have done in the short time that they've been here is really develop something that is going to be used on into the future to make sure that we have clams that can be continued to be harvested and see if there is change over time and be able to respond to that. So that's invaluable, really. So pretty proud of them.
Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning. And I have been speaking to Lauren Bell, Lindsay Kritzer, and Cecilia Hosley. Lindsay and Cecilia were here on a 6-week internship in partnership with the Sitka Science Center and the Air Station and the U.S. Coast Guard Academy. They will be presenting their findings tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. at the library. Thank you again for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.